540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee County is seeing a significant drop in overdose deaths, but health officials say the issue remains serious. Deaths have fallen from a high in 2022 to under 400 last year. Leaders point to increased access to treatment and life-saving tools like Narcan as key factors. At the same time, experts say drug use is becoming more complex, often involving multiple substances. They're stressing the need to keep investing in prevention and care. Milwaukee Public Schools marked Earth Day by rolling out a new plan focused on healthier, more sustainable schools. Leaders unveiled a 5-year sustainable roadmap at Morse Middle, built with input from more than 300 students, staff, and community members. The plan aims to improve things like air quality, energy use, and hands-on learning opportunities. District leaders say changes can happen without adding new funding by working more efficiently. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A big cleanup effort is back in Milwaukee. Project Clean and Green runs through June 1st and gives people a way to clear out bulky junk and storm-damaged items during regular garbage collection. The city says each neighborhood will get service during its assigned week, starting with Zone 1 this week in the north-central part of Milwaukee. A recall has been revved up. Harley-Davidson is recalling nearly 17,000 motorcycles because of a brake problem that could raise the risk of a crash. The company says the problem is with some 2025 and 26 Softail models. Harley says they'll inspect and fix the issue for free. Owners are expected to be notified by mail starting May 18th. And Milwaukee will take center stage on national TV tonight as Wheel of Fortune features the Brew City. It airs locally on Channel 58. The show will include Milwaukee as a prize destination and promote local food, attractions, and events. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Nearly 200 jobs are going away in western Wisconsin as Polaris plans to shut down its Osceola plant. The company says 189 workers will be affected. Layoffs will begin this summer and continue into early 2027 as operations wind down. The facility is located in Polk County, near the Twin Cities. State officials were notified of the planned closure this week. Even after all the recent rain, fire danger is rising again across much of Wisconsin. State data shows 57 counties now under high fire risk and 15 at very high risk. The DNR says there were still 50 wildfires last week that burned more than 150 acres. Officials warn dry air, wind, and debris from recent storms could make conditions worse. They're urging people to use extreme caution and avoid burning on windy days. Three Democrats running in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district took on campaign cash and political influence at a recent forum in Stevens Point. Former Eau Claire City Council Emily Burge criticized party leaders for talking about overturning Citizens United while supporting a candidate with the biggest fundraising haul. Fellow candidate Rebecca Cook, who raised $2.4 million in the first quarter, said she supports ending Citizens United and banning stock trading by members of Congress. Former Ho-Chunk Nation Representative Rodney Rave also took part in the event, which is part of a series of forums before the August primary. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The NFL Draft is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. The first round of the NFL Draft live this year from Pittsburgh, just outside the Steelers Stadium, getting underway tonight. Now, the Packers don't have a pick until the 52nd overall tomorrow night, but draft analyst Sam Brockhaus says if there's a lot of trades tonight, that could help out the Packers tomorrow.
Teams may kind of lose it and move up and try to get those players. And then you're sitting there with really good players just getting pushed down the board, pushed down the board. And that has trickle-down effects. So there's a real chance that a first-round talent could actually fall to 52. We typically don't see that happen in like a 20-pick range. You start getting safeties, linebackers, interior offensive linemen, tight ends, interior defensive linemen falling down the board, and that's a perfect setup for the Green Bay Packers.
The Brewers and Tigers wrapping up their three-game set this afternoon in Detroit. The Tigers winning last night 5-2 to tie that series up at one game apiece. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky through the afternoon with south winds. High temperatures, a mix of mid and upper 60s to low to mid 70s. Tonight, though, clouds will increase, a chance of showers and storms. Morning lows in the mid and upper 50s. It's 75 at our studios.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.